Chapter 7. To China and Japan. Fix gave instructions for the British consul in Calcutta to send the arrest warrant to Hong Kong. He decided to hide in his cabin because he didn't want Passepartout to see him until the end of the voyage. Hong Kong was his last opportunity to arrest Fogg because it was the last place on Fogg's itinerary under English rule and with English laws. But one day, Passepartout discovered Fix on the deck of the ship.
"You are here on the Rangoon?" asked Fix, as if he was very surprised. "Are you also going around the world?" replied Passepartout.
During their conversation, Passepartout told Fix about Aouda. Passepartout asked himself why Fix was on the same ship. "He must be a spy for my master's friends at the Reform Club," Passepartout thought. He decided not to tell Fogg in case he became angry. Hong Kong was 1,300 miles away. The ship to Yokohama in Japan was due to leave Hong Kong on November the 6th. Fogg only had 6 days to reach Hong Kong. The weather was bad during the last few days of their voyage. The wind was strong and the waves were enormous. They arrived in Hong Kong 24 hours late. Passepartout was sure that the ship to Yokohama had already left. Fogg, however, calmly asked a sailor when the next ship was leaving.
"Tomorrow morning," the man answered.
"Ah," said Fogg without surprise.
"The ship is called the Carnatic. It's a day late because they are repairing it. It leaves at 5 tomorrow morning."
Fogg had 16 hours to find Aouda's uncle. However, he soon discovered that Aouda's uncle didn't live in Hong Kong anymore.
"I think he lives in Holland," said the man who lived in the uncle's house.
"What can I do?" said Aouda softly.
"It's very simple. Come with us to Europe."
"But I am an inconvenience to you," she replied.
"You are not," insisted Fogg.
Fogg told Passepartout to reserve 3 cabins on the Carnatic. Passepartout was very happy. He liked Aouda. She was always kind and polite to him. Passepartout was reserving the cabins when he saw Fix. The detective was angry because the warrant was not in Hong Kong.
"Things are not going well for the gentlemen of the Reform Club," laughed Passepartout to himself.
"Well, Monsieur Fix, are you coming with us to America?"
"Yes," was the reply.
"Good. Let's reserve our cabins."
The man in the office told them that the time of the ship's departure was changed to 5 that same evening, not 5 the next morning.
"I will go and tell my master," said Passepartout.
Fix knew he had to do something quickly to keep Phileas Fogg in Hong Kong. Before Passepartout had a chance to find his master, Detective Fix invited Passepartout to have a drink with him in a bar. They drank 2 bottles of wine. Then Passepartout stood up.
"I must tell my master that the ship leaves tonight," he said.
Fix tried to stop him.
"Do you know who I am?" he asked.
"Yes, you are working for the members of the Reform Club," replied Passepartout.
"Now," Fix said seriously, "I am a police detective and I think your master is the bank robber who stole £55,000 from the Bank of England."
Passepartout was angry. He didn't believe that his master was a thief. Fix wanted Passepartout's help to return Fogg to England, but Passepartout refused to help the detective. Fix had to think fast how to stop Passepartout from finding Fogg. Before Passepartout took one last drink, Fix quickly put opium in his glass. 1 minute later, Passepartout was fast asleep on the table. Fix paid and left the bar. Phileas Fogg did not show any surprise when Passepartout did not appear that night. Even when he arrived at the harbour the next morning and found no ship and no Passepartout,
he did not look disappointed. Of course, Fogg did not know that the ship to Yokohama left Hong Kong the night before. Then Fix appeared.
"Did you also plan to travel on the Carnatic?"
Fix asked Fogg.
"Yes," said Phileas Fogg. "It left Hong Kong 12 hours early. Now we must wait a week for another ship."
Fix tried to hide his joy. Then to his horror, Fix heard Fogg say,
"But there are other ships in Hong Kong."
After a 3-hour search, Fogg met the captain of a small ship, the Tankardier.
"This boat is the best in Hong Kong," he said.
"Does it go fast?" asked Fogg.
8 or 9 miles an hour," replied the captain.
The man told Fogg that his boat was too small to reach Yokohama.
"I will give you £100 a day and an additional reward of £200 if I reach Yokohama in time to catch the boat to San Francisco."
The captain had another suggestion.
"I can take you to Shanghai, which is 800 miles from here. The San Francisco ship starts from Shanghai, then sails to Yokohama. It leaves Shanghai at 7 p.m. on November the 11th. We have 4 days to get there. If we are lucky with the weather, we will have enough time."
"When can we leave?" asked Fogg calmly.
"In an hour, when we have food and the sails are up."
Aouda was worried. "What about Passepartout?" she asked.
"I'll try to find him," replied Fogg.
He went to the police station. He gave the police a description of Passepartout and left some money for him. He did the same at the French consulate. The Tankardier left Hong Kong for Shanghai at 3:10 that afternoon, without Passepartout. Fogg invited Fix to travel with them. Fix sat on the boat thinking what he would do next. At sunrise, the captain warned the travellers that a bad storm, a typhoon, was coming. The storm began at 8 p.m. Fortunately, it pushed them towards Shanghai. That night, however, the boat rolled terribly, and the wind became more violent.
"We must go to a port," said the captain with a worried expression.
"Yes," agreed Fogg, who remained calm.
"But which one?"
"I only know one," said Phileas Fogg.
"Shanghai."
By noon the next day, the storm ended, and they saw the coast of Shanghai. They had to reach Shanghai by that evening, but there wasn't enough wind. Suddenly, they saw the San Francisco ship, the General Grant, leaving Shanghai for Yokohama.
"Signal to the ship," said Fogg quietly.
The big ship sailed towards them. Then the captain of the Tankardier fired his cannon.